This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Viglund. So here's the water cooler and dinner party topic of the week. That massive ice sheet that is melting really, really fast in Greenland. It seems every day brings more clarity on the warming climate and the Arctic. A study out today by climate scientists in England and Japan puts a number on how much of it may be caused by humans. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Some Arctic melting comes from what's called natural variability, regular cycles of warm and cold. Strip that out, and the study suggests human behavior, our fossil fuel lifestyles, cause 70 to 95% of the problem.
That's a very large number.
Climate scientist Kevin Trenberth is with the National Center for Atmospheric Research.
It certainly suggests that we're heading for an ice-free Arctic in the summer, somewhere in the 2030s.
That's in two decades. Most of the environmental effects are tragic, but it does speed up the investment timeline for companies seeking northern exposure to warmer waters. 13% of the world's undiscovered oil and 30% of the natural gas is believed to be down there. Energy professor Dan Kamen at Berkeley attended an oil conference not long ago.
They were denying the climate change story in public. And on the other hand, they were saying, well, the data shows there's less ice. It'll be easier for us to drill.
And a host of other industries see gold in the warmer Arctic. Heather Connolly ticks them off. She's with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Mineral extraction, huge numbers of iron ore, potentially rare earth minerals, fisheries, a huge economic driver. Also, we're seeing a growth in ecotourism.
Already, the Arctic hosts 1.5 million Chile tourists every year, and 1 million tons of cargo steam across each summer. We now have our Northwest Passage from east to west. This is the climate change market signal. The faster the ice melts, the sooner the new great game begins. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.